blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 225, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. How dear to me, O Lord of hosts, the place where thou dost dwell, the tabernacles of thy grace in pleasantness excel. My spirit longs, yea, even faints, thy sacred courts to see. My thirsting heart and flesh cry out, O living God, for thee. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 225. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the Gospel according to John, there of the sixth chapter, beginning with verse 30 through verse 71. John 6, beginning with verse 30. But first we will read the holy law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, and that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. John 6, verse 30. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. This is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me, except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, And they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What an if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father." From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. So far the reading of God's holy word. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Dan Van Worthausen, who had surgery in this past week. Also the daughter of Adrian and Jennifer Moons, who also had surgery this past week. Mr. Case Alleman, who may be with us today but has to undergo more testing this week. Also Reverend Bazin, who is scheduled for a surgery in the day of tomorrow. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty, eternal, and long-suffering God of the heavens and of the earth, thy long-suffering that is made evident, that is manifested to each and to every one of us in the sparing of our life, even to this very moment, that we are still permitted a few feet of ground here in this world, because thou seest not as man seest on the outward appearance, but thou lookest into our hearts. And Lord, what can we say to thee? Thou seest that open sepulchre. Oh, it is a whited sepulchre in the eyes of men, where we can have such a beautiful appearance. But Lord, thou knowest all the dead bones that are within us, and how we bring forth nothing but mire and dirt from that fountain of corruption that we have received in and through our deep fall. Lord, oh, do show it to us, that we may be given eyes to see and a heart to mourn, and that that thy goodness and thy long suffering may lead us to a true repentance, that it might make our wretched hearts to weep on account of thy great and long suffering over us who have and continue to sin against thee days without number, and to leave thee in thy place well enough alone. Lord, look upon each and every one of us. There is not one of us who is different of ourselves. We are from the crown of the head to the sole of the foot, wounds, bruises, and putrefying sores. We are but a pit of corruption in thy sight. Thou didst say that there is none good, no, not one. When thou lookest upon the sons of men, wilt thou give us also then eyes to see as thou dost see? That is the truth, that is the reality, which we do not see of ourselves by nature, being so blinded in our death state, and seeing such having such an opinion of ourself that is lifting us up in pride and in rebellion against thee. Lord, wilt thou open to us our wretchedness, that we may be given to come in that place of thy servant Job, who said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee, and wherefore I repent in dust and ashes. O bring us then at thy footstool, we have read it out of thy holy word. No man can come unto thee except thou dost draw him. Lord, that is the experience of our lives. Oh, we have nothing in us that goes out unto thee with holy longings, desires. Oh, we desire the world. We have nothing in us that desires to walk in the way of thy commandments. Oh, we have a form of religion, and we are before one another, that we are kept from indulging in the ways of sin in this life. But oh, our hearts are so deceitful above all things, and so desperately wicked. Lord, what shall we be when thou wilt leave us over to ourselves in that condition and state in which we have been born? Oh, we will work out our own destruction. But Lord, thou hast sent thy dear Son into this world to seek and to save that which is lost. That is our only hope and our only expectation. And when we are lying and polluted in our own blood, then it is our only hope that thou may come and that thou may say to us, live. I say unto thee, live. Oh, that it might be in this very Sabbath day, when thou hast brought us in the way of thy providence again into thy house of prayer, when thou hast made a difference between us and our neighbors, between us and so many in this world that have not been brought up and taught under thy truth. Oh, thou hast given us at least that form of religion, and thou bringest us together in this morning hour. Oh, we beseech thee, Lord, may thy word, and may it have a place this day. Oh, may thou bring it with power by thy Spirit in our dead hearts by nature, and cause us to live. Oh, cause our hearts to begin to go out to thee in this day for the first time in our life. Oh, that power may be felt in this day, the power that is divine, the power that is of thy Holy Spirit, the power that is so irresistible that even the prince of darkness, who has our hearts in his dominion by nature, that he even has to depart when thou wilt cast him out. Lord, we beseech thee. Oh, thine arm is not shortened that it cannot save, and thine ear is not too heavy that it cannot hear. Even when we have turned our backs upon thee, even when we have left thee,
O thou art merciful in and through thy dear Son, and thou hast in the way of thy just judgment punished the sin of thy church in him, and thou hast brought him even to that awful death of the cross. O Lord, may thou apply it to us and our dear children. Oh, that that blood may also now be applied to the doorposts of our hearts, that it might cleanse us of all our sin, and that we may be washed, that we may be renewed, and that we may be brought again into thy blessed favor and communion. O Lord, to whom else can we go? And thou alone hast the words of eternal life. And from our side it is an impossibility. O thou sayest, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Lord, wilt thou do so in this morning hour, to young and old in the midst of us? Look upon thy dear children. O give them a little token of thy favor, thy communion in this day. O thou dost say that when thou comest, that it shall be as the rain upon the new mown grass, so shall thy coming be. O then it is the poor and the needy that thou wilt bless. Lord, wilt thou look upon them when they have from their side nothing that they can present before thee, when they must say that it is all iniquity, and when they must say that they have left thee even after thou hast shown them so many mercies. O Lord, wilt thou give them to see a little bit of that which thou hast accomplished for that people that are so undeserving? Thou sayest it is for the ungodly, Lord. Oh, what can they say but that they are so ungodly, that evil that lies within, and that they cannot rid themselves of all that wretchedness? Oh, that thou mayst show them what that free and sovereign grace is by renewal in this day, that thou mayst open unto them the riches of thy dear Son, and what he has done for the chief of the sinners. Oh, that the poor might have hope, and that the afflicted, that they might praise thy name. Wilt thou look upon all the afflicted in this life, and be with those, him that is old, and also her that is so young, and that have received surgery in the week that is gone by? O thou who art the heavenly physician, and thou hast helped the earthly physicians, and thou hast made it thus far well, for which we may attempt to acknowledge thee. O give them further a healing in their bodies. O bless them also this day with a blessing out of thy heavenly store, in the places where that they may be with all of their loved ones. Remember those that care for them. Strengthen them in those difficult labors. And wilt thou be also with him that must go for testing in the day of tomorrow? Thou knowest the concerns of his heart. Lord, may thou strengthen him in these trying ways. And oh, may it be that the callings which come to him day after day and week after week may be blessed and may be sanctified to his soul, and that he may be given to say, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will tell you what the Lord has done to my soul. Wilt thou be also with thy servant who is in the hospital far away? Oh, that thou may remember him this day and visit him in the hospital with thy Spirit's blessing. May thou go before him in the day of tomorrow in that very serious operation which he must undergo so suddenly. Lord, may thou be on the right and on the left. May thou help the doctors, and may thou give wisdom and skill. Oh, may thou be on the right and left to protect his life and raise him up yet for the service within the churches. and strengthen his wife and children in all these trying ways. Lord, look upon all widows, widowers, and orphans, and all those that have needs that are known to thee in this life. And may thou strengthen, may thou help, and go before all the needy ones. And wilt thou help us also in this morning, in the preaching of thy holy word? O Lord, who is sufficient for these things, it is thy word. Oh, may thou give, and a little opening, a little liberty, a little freedom in the preaching, a strength in the body, and a clarity in our mind. Oh, a little of thy spirit in our own heart, that our mouth may go open for the sake of thy church. Oh, that new ones may be born in Zion, that thou would give a testimony, and that thou art in the midst of us to raise up the newborn babes and to give food in thine house, and that the meek might eat and be satisfied. Lord, forgive and keep us from all iniquity, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 163, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, my God, most earnestly my heart would seek thy face within thy holy house once more to see thy glorious grace. Apart from thee I long and thirst, and naught can satisfy. I wander in a desert land where all the streams are dry. Psalter 163, all stanzas.
except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. There was congregation for the Jews in hard saying, how shall this man give us his flesh to eat? They did not understand, they did not comprehend the nature of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it is a spiritual kingdom. But the Lord Jesus asserted the truth of those words that he had spoken. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Congregation, how are we different than the Jews? Did we ever eat the flesh of the Son of Man? Did we ever drink the blood of that Son of Man? Must we say no? We have never done so. Why not? Do we not know of that blood, of that body? Do we not know about that food? Has been preached to us our whole life. Can we not afford this food, this meat, and this drink? It is to be had without money and without price. Is that food and drink too high for us? Is that not attainable? Congregation, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect, we read, unto the lowly. That is not the reason. What is the reason? That we have not eaten that flesh and drunken that blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we have no desire. We have no hunger. And we have no thirst for such meat and for such drink. Therefore, the fault that lies not in God, who is proclaiming to us week after week of this meat and of this drink, without money and without price, but that fault that is lying with us. Therefore, the Lord Jesus said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. That is our text for this morning hour as we continue with our Beatitudes. Matthew 5, verse 6. Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So far the words of our text. The blessed hungry. First, the substance of this hunger. And second, the satisfaction of this hunger. The blessed hungry. First, the substance of this hunger. And second, the satisfaction of this hunger. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. That is exactly what the Jewish people were looking to do, to inherit the land. That is why that the Jewish people were waiting for the Messiah who was promised to them, that this Messiah would give them to inherit this land, that this Messiah would drive away the Romans, and that they might be the sovereign ones. Therefore, the Lord Jesus, when He is speaking, He must immediately always be making distinctions to take the errors of the people out of their thoughts. And therefore, the Lord Jesus immediately is saying here that that is not the purpose of the Messiah in His coming to drive away the Romans and to give them to inherit that land of Canaan. No, but He says immediately after, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness." Righteousness. What is that? Righteousness. That righteousness can be explained in two senses. In the first place, righteousness, if we are strictly speaking about righteousness, then it is speaking about justification. And that actually we hope to hear more of in this afternoon, the Lord willing, out of Lord's Day 23. But to be righteous, boys and girls, what is the word that you can find within that word righteous? What word do you find in there that is the word right? Right. You may always remember that this is now giving you a key to the meaning of this word righteous, that is the word right. Do you know what it means to be righteous? To be righteous, that means that you are right with God. To be right with God. That means, and that is especially when we speak about justification, a term that is used in the law, the court of law. Thus, when we are legally right with the law, and when we are right with the law, that means that nothing of that law can come against us. That when a judge would make a judgment, that he would have to set us free. Because there is nothing that that judge can find wherewith that judge is able to condemn us. To be righteous. To be just. To be right with God. That means there is nothing that is coming between God and my soul. That there is no wrath. That there is no condemnation, that it is well, that there is only favor, that there is only communion, righteous. But now that word righteous we can also use in another sense, in a certain sense, in a bit of a wider sense, to include more than what is just a legal righteousness or justice before God in a court of law. But that it is also including sanctification. That means it is looking at the whole life of the person. And that it is possible that a person is right with the law and yet he is still filthy and polluted. Thus, that he is not condemned, but that he still needs to be washed, that he still needs to be cleansed. Thus, we cannot miss either one. We need to be forgiven, that is, before a court of law.
But we also need to be washed. We need to be cleansed, because we can never come into the blessed presence of that holy God unless we are cleansed and washed from all our sin. Thus, there is a fountain that is within us that also needs to be renewed. And our fountain that is filthy. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Thus, the Lord Jesus does not say, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after heaven. He does not say, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after the benefits of God's children. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after being able to come in the front of the congregation and to partake of that holy supper of the Lord. No, that is the misplaced hunger and thirst of a hypocrite, of a self-deceiver. There is no man in this world that is not looking to enjoy all the blessings of those who are favored by the Lord, and that who want to receive those blessings. But there are many, most, all by nature, who have no desire to be righteous. That is, to be right with God. That is, to walk every day according to every one of the holy commandments of the Lord. What is lying in our heart? What did Balaam say, boys and girls? What did Balaam say? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. That is what is lying in our heart. It is called antinomianism. And what is that? Well, he wanted to die the death of the righteous, but he still wanted all those riches from Balak. And he was willing to curse the true people of the Lord, if only that he may receive all the riches that are in this world. No, the Lord Jesus says, blessed. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Then he does not say, blessed are they who have this righteousness. He does not say, blessed are they who are righteous, but blessed are they who hunger and who thirst after this righteousness. Hunger and thirst, that is something that is expressing a want, a lack. Hunger and thirst, that is something expressing the fact that we are missing something. We all know this in our life. A little bit. What that hunger and thirst is. Then you know that, boys and girls. Then you need something. Then you want something. Then you are desiring something. When you hunger and you thirst. You don't have it. You desire it. You need it. Now the Lord Jesus brings this over. Something we know so well. What hunger, what thirst is. Then he brings that over into that spiritual life. Blessed, he says, are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Thus, what is now the first impression that a person receives in that new life? That is not a sense of what they have, but it is a sense of what they lack. It is a sense of what they miss. Blessed are that people. And what do they miss? They miss God. There is a sense, a living sense, that everything that I may have in this world that is not fulfilling that need and that cry that is living in the bottom of my heart. Thus, it is giving that desire to arise and to return to my Maker and to my Creator. How many hired servants of my Father do not have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. When the Lord Jesus is using these words and picking this analogy from our daily life to show to us something that is spiritual, then he chooses something which will show to us how vehement, how strong is that spiritual desire after righteousness. Because when we think about hunger and thirst, what stronger desire do we know in this life than hunger and thirst? Then it has to do with the very sustenance of our life. That hunger, that when that hunger would not be fulfilled, that we would have to lose our life. So we are ready to give everything. We are ready to give all our money when it comes down to the last bit. Then we are ready to give all our honor, all our reputation, everything that we may have in this life, that we only may drink something when we are thirsty, that we only may eat something when we are so hungry. Because what good then is all the rest of my life? Esau had the birthright. But when Esau was hungry, he says to Jacob, I am at the point of death. What good then, what profit then is this birthright? What good is it going to do to me if I now will have to die? Thus, the strength of that hunger. Solomon says, men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. No, we all understand that hunger that is so strong that it will go over our conscience. A man that is no thief. But he will do it for the strength of that hunger. And therefore the Lord Jesus is using this analogy to describe that hunger and that thirst of his church. Then he tells something of how strong that desire is. He tells something of how great that missing is of that true church, and how that true church that is ready to go through fire and through water, that they may only have this desire to be satisfied. And therefore we read that kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Thus it is no just lazy wish. No, we all have such a lazy wish, do we not? We say, yes, we also want to be converted. We all want to be converted. At least we hope so. And we come to the house of God. We hear God's word. And then especially then, there is something more of a desire even that we may be converted. And then when we go home, then the rest of the week, well, then we have forgotten all about that desire that we want to be converted. No, the Lord Jesus says. No, the craving in the heart of that child of the Lord, that is much greater. The psalmist says, my heart breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy commandments. at all times. Hungry and thirsty, their soul, we read, fainted in them. As the hart panteth for the brooks of water, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. O, when shall I come and appear before God? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, that cannot be satisfied without eating, and therefore ready to go through every difficulty. Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution, shall famine, shall peril, the sword, shall that separate us? Oh, that love of Christ that is born in the heart of that church, in that regeneration. Not from them to Christ immediately, no, but the love of Christ. And there is nothing that can separate. That is why, young people, that is why they are ready to leave this world. Did you ever have such a friend that walked with you in all the pleasures and in all the entertainments and in all the enjoyments? Did you ever have such a friend? And all of a sudden, he began to make excuses. Oh, he could not walk that way anymore. She could not dress that way anymore. She could not go to this place anymore. Why? All because they are ready. Because of that hunger. Because of that thirst. They are ready to leave all this world behind. What do we read? The Lord has a willing people in the day of His power. All the devil will try to lure them too. He will try to lure them by the world. The devil will try to persecute them through the world. Or have you also been an instrument in the hand of the devil to persecute those who feared the Lord and who wanted to walk in the way of righteousness? That hungered and thirsted after righteousness, and that could not step over the commandments of the Lord. Have you been an instrument to mock with such a people? And sometimes, then the devil, he is succeeding temporarily, but the Lord, he is bringing them back. He is bringing them back, how? With pangs of hunger. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him that I am sick of love. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. That is, hunger from the Lord. Hunger is from the Lord in a little child. What does that little child begin to do when he is born? To cry because he is thirsty. So that hunger, what does the Lord do? The Lord is using that hunger. The Lord gives that hunger for a purpose. What is the purpose? That he may sustain the life of that child. That he may sustain your life, my life. Because if we had no hunger, we would not eat. Thus, what does the Lord do? The Lord gives a craving. And when there is that craving, then what will that man do? He will begin to use the means that he may satisfy that craving. Especially the preaching of that word. The explanation, the application. Laying before the Lord in prayer. Every action in this life has a motive.
a motive. We don't do anything in this whole world without a motive. Hunger is a motive. Hunger that is a preparation for what? To eat. To make a man sigh, to make a man cry to God, that God will give him food to eat. To make a man come here to the house of God, to give him ears, attentive ears, that he may listen, that he may hear, that he may receive food, that bread which came down from heaven. Philpott says the next best thing to faith is doubt. Why? Because he says doubt, that is not sin? No. What does doubt do in the life of God's children? It makes them cry. It makes them sigh to God. And when that hunger that is manifest, and when that kingdom of heaven that is suffering violence, oh, then the Lord is giving faith. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Hunger, congregation, discerns. Hunger knows what food is. And hunger knows what food is not. Hunger knows what does not fill or what does fill. Or hunger cannot be sustained by that superficial Christianity of our day. It cannot be sustained by a taking of the word of God in our own power. Hunger is not fed with an Arminian free will. Hunger is not fed with a Romish works doctrine. There is no food for their soul. Oh, that hunger that is not fed with the responsibility of man. Because the responsibility of man that only makes us all the more guilty. But what does the psalmist say? Our hope is on Jehovah's state. By him, our hearts are joyful made. Our help and shield is he. There is one food that is in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, blessed. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Hunger. Hunger and thirst. That cannot leave the Lord in his place. That is calling out to him. That the Lord would descend. That the Lord would help. That the Lord would dwell. Oh, hunger that says, how long? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Oh, that hunger says, O Lord, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk before thee in my house with a perfect heart. Hunger that says, tell me, O Lord, tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou makest thy flocks to feed at noon, that I should not be turned aside to the flocks of thy companions. Blessed, blessed are they that do hunger and do thirst after righteousness. Is that once in their life? Is that only in the beginning of that life? No, that is all throughout their life. That is from the first day, even unto the last day of their life. The Lord Jesus says, blessed are they that do hunger, that is in the present tense, that still hunger. Actually, it says, blessed are they that are hungering, because young people, there is a Christianity that is finished with hungering, that is finished with thirsting. Oh, they have come through that stage already. They remember those days. They were the days of misery. Now they have been delivered. Now they are thankful. Now they do not hunger. Now they do not thirst. No, now they're busy with missions. Now they are converted. And now we must work to convert our fellow man. Young people, do you need to eat only once in your life? Or do you need to eat time and again? The Lord Jesus said, "Blessed not are they that have hungered in their life." But he says, "Blessed are those that are hungering." And when we do not continue to hunger, oh, then we will not continue to be fed. And then we do not continue to live. But the more that the people are taught by the Holy Spirit, the more that they see the lack of their own righteousness, that it is filthy rags. More and more, they are taught to hunger and to thirst after another righteousness. Another righteousness as necessary, as suitable, as precious. He must increase. I must decrease. So the Lord Jesus, he is continuing in his sermon of the experimental way wherein he is leading every one of his true church. Those first three Beatitudes, we heard it. And he speaks of how did man, he is emptied of everything that is of himself. And now in that fourth beatitude, then he shows something of how that the people, they begin to look outside of themselves unto a righteousness which is not of themselves, but which is of another. All that way of Christ that is not immediately known, but the Lord is going to bring them there. How? By emptying them completely. And then he is going to fill them completely. Let us sing first. Psalter 235. Lord, my petition heed. Now help me in my need, my Savior be. I am thy servant, Lord. My trust is in thy word. Mercy to me afford. I cry to thee. Psalter 235, all stanzas. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Lord Jesus speaks of a great certainty. He says they shall be filled. Thus there is no question. He says that the Lord will not do just half of a work. But when the Lord gives hunger, that the Lord also is going to give the fulfillment of that hunger. The bruised reed will He not break, and the smoking flax He will not quench. Nor does He say that those hungry shall only be fed. But He says that those hungry, they are going to be filled. That is, filled to the brim. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. The Lord empties till there is nothing left. And the Lord fills congregation until that cup cannot receive any more. David says, "My cup that runneth over." When the bride, she may receive a little bit of that food. Oh, then she says, "His left hand is under my head. With His right hand He doth embrace me." Oh, that was as if she was so full that her body in this life could not bear it. We knew an elder one time reading a sermon in the house of God, whom the Lord came over for at that time. And he experienced so much fullness and that he could hardly continue, that he had to beg the Lord if the Lord would stop a little and that he may be able to continue in his official duties. The psalmist, he says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works for the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul. And He filleth the hungry soul with goodness." Oh, blessed. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Those that are looking for the temporal Messiah. Oh, they shall be disappointed, greatly disappointed. But those who are looking and longing for that righteousness, of those spiritual blessings, they shall be filled. To them the Lord Jesus says, "My flesh, that shall be meat indeed, and My blood, that shall be drink indeed." The hungry congregation, they eat with great appetite. You don't need to prod them. You don't need to convince them to eat. Jeremiah says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And Thy word that was to me, the joy and the rejoicing of my heart." So it is. If ye may have but tasted that the Lord is gracious in His only begotten Son to a wretched and a condemnable creature. The hypocrite does not know what to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. He can sing His name, yes, but he cannot eat Him. He cannot drink His blood. And why not? Because he has no spiritual hunger. He has no spiritual thirst, and all he can do is spew Him out of his mouth. But blessed appetite of those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, the knowledge and that burden of sin that is fitting a man to receive free and sovereign grace from that blessed mediator and Savior sent by the Father into this world. And that people, they know already here in this world by moments what that is to be filled. A little foretaste of that eternal filling. A filling congregation with humility. A filling with self-abasement. A filling with the goodness and the mercy of God to a miserable sinner. A filling with praise. A filling with thanksgiving. And a filling with a sinking away under the undeserved mercies of the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. And there is no rock as our God.
Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and those who were hungry ceased. Oh, a filling with joy, a filling with comfort, a filling with rest, a filling with assurance. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Why? Because he filleth the hungry with good things. And the empty he has sent, and the full, the rich he hath sent empty away. Oh, filling. Filling with faith. Faith and comfort and peace in believing. And blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things that were told her from the Lord. All that experience of that fullness from on high, that is not just once in their life. That is not limited only to one time, no. If that emptying continues, then that filling, that is also going to continue. Why? Because that hungering and that thirst, that is also going to continue. And when that emptying congregation that is increasing, then that filling and that experience of that fullness of that mediator, that is also going to increase. Oh, there is such a fullness already in that blessed opening of the way for that people who can see no way to return unto their maker, their creator. Those that desire that righteousness, to be right with God, and cannot find a way to be right with him, because everything from my side is nothing but wrong. And then, to have opened in the revelation of that blessed mediator, then there is such a fullness and that people may experience. But then even more so, when the Lord may give the application in the life of that people. When that man comes not only to the end of his works, but also to the end of his life. And when the Lord is giving life to those who are dead in that only begotten Son, when the Lord is giving the application, the forgiveness of sins in the court of their conscience, then what a comfort, what a fullness may be seen in that mediator in that day. But that people, they are traveling to more. Because they travel, congregation, to an eternal fullness. A fullness that you and I are not able to express here below. And that the poor human words that we may have are not able to bring over to a hungry and a thirsty soul. Because we read in the Word of God that they shall hunger no more and they shall thirst no more. And that the sun shall not light upon them, nor any heat, because that Lamb of God, he is going to lead them to the living fountain of waters, and that God is going to wipe away all tears from the eyes of his church. Congregation, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for that people shall be filled. It is a mark, congregation, it is a mark of the true church of God. Do we have also that mark? Can we find that mark now in our own life? You can be sure, with all our baptism, with our confession, with our church going, with our religious life, with our abstaining from sin, the way we may be sure that if we know nothing, of this hunger and thirst, then we are outside of that true church of God. Then we do not know the power that belongs to that new birth by the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Then go this day upon your knees. When you say, Lord, it is a people who experience something of power in their life. A hunger, Lord, that I do not know. A thirst that I do not know. Lord, grant to me. Thou sayest in thy word, no man, Lord, no man can come unto thee except thou dost draw him. Lord, draw me with thy power. Give me a hunger, give me a thirst that belongs unto the true people of the Lord. Say, Lord, thou art the first one. Thou art the Omer. Canst thou expect it of me, who am dead in sins and in trespasses? Oh, the Lord, give us a place. The Lord, give us a place to bow before him in our secret chamber. Oh, may the Lord show to us, congregation, what we miss, what we lack, that we are without God in this world, that we receive a hunger that shall be filled, though that road can be so long in our life, and though we can think, oh, is there a people? Because there is also a people. There is a people that have to place themselves on the outside, and who cannot number themselves with the people of the Lord. But still this day, they must say, Lord, Lord, thou knowest that I am not a complete stranger. Lord, thou can see in the bottom of my heart. Thou can see that I do yet hunger and thirst after that righteousness. Oh, that I might be right with thee. But I cannot find it in my heart. Oh, is that your burden? You try to change your life. Why do you try to change your life? Oh, is it not because there is a hunger and there is a thirst after righteousness? Oh, the Lord shall fill such, because the Lord is not us, no. What we say, that means nothing. But we bring to you the word of God. It is the Lord. The Lord says, blessed congregation are that people that hunger and that thirst after righteousness. Oh, people of the Lord, are there also people that say, oh, I remember it. I remember it. A day, oh, it was so many years ago, a time that love, oh, that hunger, that thirst, I would never miss a day in the house of God. Oh, my seat that would never be empty. Oh, when I had 5 minutes on the road, then there was a tape. Oh, when I had 5 minutes, oh, then I was upon my knees. When I had a little place that I may be all by myself, then there was a cry to God. And now I fear that it is all gone. Because my life that is so different. Because it is something of yesterday. And because I cannot find it anymore in my life. Is that your burden? Or is there then a cry for a cry? Is there then a sigh for a sigh? That the Lord may give that hunger and that thirst again. Oh, then we say that is proof that that hunger and that thirst that is not altogether gone. It may lay people of the Lord under the ashes. But that hunger and that thirst that is still there. Oh, it is true. When you fill yourself with all the things that are in this world. Oh, that is not healthy for that appetite. No, exercise yourself in the things of the Lord. That there may be a longing. For those treasures which are above. And then that exercise. Oh, that will increase your appetite. The Lord is a fountain. He is a fountain. And that's all he needs. Is an empty vessel. And then your cup that will run over. Blessed. Blessed therefore are they. That do hunger. And thirst after righteousness. For they shall be filled. Amen. Oh Lord, we are so helpless to give it to ourselves. Thou can give it to us in one moment. Oh, speak the word, Lord. Speak it only, and we shall be healed. Oh, come unto us and to our dear children. Send thy spirit from above, and show to us thy salvation. Give us that true longing. Remember us further this day. Be with us When we depart from here, bring us safely to our homes. And with desire, bring us again in thy house of prayer in this afternoon. Be with him that will go to our sister congregation to read a sermon there. Wilt thou help him also? And all thy truly sent servants and all that lead in the vacant congregations, may thou give thy blessing over the length and the breadth of the world. May thy word not return void to thee from us also in this morning hour. Forgive our many, many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Psalter 416, stanzas 1, 2, and 5. As the heart about to falter, in its trembling agony, panteth for the brooks of water, so my soul doth pant for thee. Yea, a thirst for thee I cry. God of life, oh, when shall I come again to stand before thee in thy temple and adore thee? 1, 2, and 5 of Psalter 416. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.